It's off the record, local music on Radio K. You're hearing the sounds of Bora York, who are joining us in studio live right now. They're here to promote the release of Dreaming Free, which properly comes out on March 22nd, the same day as the release party at the Triple Rock Social Club at 9 p.m. That's a record that's going to be out on Anthem Falls. Well, welcome to Studio K. I understand you guys made yourselves comfortable by playing some Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, we did. We have a couple masters in here.
Who was Kirby? Was anybody Kirby? I've always felt like Kirby has like an unfair advantage.
I think Brian was Pikachu, man.
Oh, so who else was who?
Link.
Yeah. Charlie is always Link.
No one's Samus. Well, excellent. We're glad to have you guys in here. So down to the reason we're all here, the music. What has the journey been like from the inception of the project under the name Bora York until today?
Right, yeah. Well, it's definitely been a journey. It started out as a senior project for me for school, just to produce an album, either your own music or somebody else's. And it started out as a folk project and turned into this. I didn't really, like, starting out, I didn't know, you know, if we'd have a band or play live. I knew, you know, Rebecca was going to be involved, my wife, singing and whatnot, but it really kind of dramatically changed style. And just through a few of the songs that we played live with a few of the guys here, and just as I was writing more, it just kind of like gradually and dramatically changed. And then we're all pretty good friends, and it just kind of organically developed into a 6-person band. And so it's been a lot of fun. I didn't intend it to be, you know, indie pop or dream pop or whatever you want to label it as originally, but it's been a lot of fun.
That's good.
As it turned into that. So.
That kind of organic development is always the best kind. So yeah. Are any of the songs that are going to be played today from that original senior project endeavor?
I'm trying to think. Ghost Lights is definitely new. That'll be the last song we play. Open Tales, the next song we play. So the next two songs were not really anything to do with the like folk thing, but those first two songs we actually played actually sort of, believe it or not, started as just like basic folk style songs and turned into that.
Got arranged.
So, yeah.
So this was for a class, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Has the teacher seen? Like, is the teacher going to be at the release show, do you think?
Yeah, well, I just emailed. We had one semester where it was recording, and then one semester mixing, and it was at McNally Smith, which is a local college, music college.
Yeah.
And they, I emailed them, and yeah, it sounds like they're going to try to make it out. At least one of them is going to try to make it out. He's pretty good about coming to students' shows if he can make it.
Yeah, so. Especially when they're headlining the Triple Rock and playing a Radio Kane studio and all. Yeah, that's good. I'm sure that makes the professors proud.
Yeah, right. I hope so. Do my best.
So how is the songwriting process different now that you have to consider that there's going to be 6 people as a part of it rather than originally being like a solo?
Right. It's going to be a lot of fun because it's definitely... We're excited for it to be different because we're definitely going to get these guys involved more in kind of the writing process as we look to write some new stuff and just kind of see where it goes. I think we know what the Bora York sound kind of is now, but we also want to still think outside the box. You know, like when I was writing folk songs, I wasn't like obviously committed to folk songs
because it turned
into this.
Yeah.
So still having that philosophy, but, you know, having all these guys involved a lot more with the writing process, I think it's gonna be pretty exciting. So
there's always room for change. It's always growing. Do you think maybe in a number of months or years it might even sound like a bit different than what we're hearing right now for the new material?
Who knows?
I guess you could have asked a similar question when you were originally writing the folky songs, and you wouldn't have known.
You never know.
Well, that's exciting. We're looking forward to new material from Bora York. A reminder, if you like what you're hearing, the release party is March 22nd, Triple Rock Social Club, 9 p.m. for the Dreaming Free record. Why don't you entertain us with a couple more songs?
Sounds good. This one's called Open Tales.